Hello, everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of Public Health Matters, part of the Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast series. I'm your host, Dr. Christina Madison, also known as the Public Health Pharmacist. Today, I have another incredible guest with me today. I'm so excited, all the way from Nashville, Tennessee. My dear friend, and I would like to say my fashion icon, Mamie Shepherd, who is coming to us from inside the Seacrest Studios, inside of the Vanderbilt Children's Hospital in Nashville, Tennessee. And I was fortunate enough to actually get a chance to visit in person, in studio, and this was in November, one of those.
Yeah.
But it was such an incredible experience, and we are also on the board together for Win-Win Charity, and we'll chat a little bit about that as well. And so without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and let Mamie introduce herself and all of her wonderfulness.
Well, Dr. Christina, thank you so much for having me. First of all, I have to say, you are one of the most fashionable people. So, I mean, I should be taking a page out of your book because you always look amazing. I mean, look at you now. You look great. But thank you so much for having me. Yes, I'm in Seacrest Studios right now. You've been here. We've been so lucky to have you come for a visit when you came to Nashville. So this is one of Ryan Seacrest's studios. He has 14 of these across the country, all in pediatric hospitals. We just happen to be lucky number 10 here in Nashville. We're also kind of the hometown team. The foundation, the Ryan Seacrest Foundation, is based here in Nashville. So we're really lucky to have a studio here. So we do programming all the time, 24/7. There's something on our channel for patients in the hospital here. But obviously during the day, we do a lot of live programming. We just played a round of bingo, which I have to tell you, I am excellent at bingo.
Are we going to add that to your list of superpowers?
I mean, I think that should be, people need to know, like, I could be Olympic level at this point.
Well, if the next time you come to Vegas, we can go to the casino and we can actually do some bingo.
I would be so good at it.
People that show up to bingo in a casino. That is seriously good people watching.
I can't wait. I look forward to it. But thank you so much for having me. This is really fun for me.
Yeah, no, I know you're usually on the other end of this. You're usually the person interviewing, not the one being interviewed. So I'm sure this is probably a little bit of a different experience for you.
I'm gonna try not to let you down.
Oh no, honey, you could never do such a thing. But, no, I'm like such a fan. So I'm curious, you know, for those who are listening or who are watching, they probably don't realize like that Ryan Seacrest and even that the Ryan Seacrest Foundation is doing any of this work. Obviously, you mentioned that there's 14 of them across the country and they're embedded inside of children's hospitals. But if you could give just like a little bit of the, you know, kind of the background behind even how this got started. I know that the foundation itself is located in Nashville, and I know that Ryan comes to the studio often. He loves to like engage with the kids. So if you could maybe just talk a little bit about how this even got started, because I think a lot of people aren't even familiar with the fact that Ryan Seacrest has this foundation and that he does this work specifically for kids that have to have long-term stays within hospital systems.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, a lot of people know Ryan Seacrest. He is such a force in this business, in the entertainment business. You know, whether he is on air hosting something, on the radio hosting something, producing shows or specials. And you know, he is such a charitable person too. He has a wonderful family. And you know, I think Ryan, throughout his time and out his career, he's visited children's hospitals and kind of realized that there's a lot to engage the really young population here. But, you know, the thing about children's hospitals is that we can see children, you know, we can see newborns all the way into early adulthood. And so there's a gap, I think he was seeing for some of these older kids. You know, they're too old to play with toys, but they need some kind of outlet. And radio and TV is what Ryan knows how to do so well. So it was kind of just a family thing over dinner one night. He kind of was discussing with his family what they could do to make an impact. And so they built their first Seacrest studio at the Children's Hospital in Atlanta, which is his hometown. And it quickly grew. I mean, it has, I was one of their first interns when I was in college. And so I've been able to see the foundation grow, and it has been amazing to watch what these studios produce. Each studio kind of has its own flavor, and as each hospital is, you know, each hospital is a little bit different, and their programming and the creative things that they come up with is so neat to see. And it's just been a really incredible thing. And I think for them to be able to feel, you know, patients and families and staff talk about what an impact it's made across the country is really amazing. Just born out of an idea over dinner. So yeah, I mean, this studio is, I mean, it looks like a full radio and TV studio. If you walked into it, you would, it looks just like a radio studio that you would see. A lot of professionals who come by are amazed at the equipment we have in here. And so, you know, we run like a fully operational radio and TV station, except if you want to hear the same song on repeat, we have the opportunity to do that. Like if you want to hear Frozen, Let It Go over and over again, we can make that happen. Because that's what our clientele likes. That's what, the patients we serve like to hear. So everything is geared to be entertaining and educational and fun, but obviously with a therapeutic undertone, because you know, we're trying to help kids cope with being in the hospital, try to make it a normal environment as much as we can. You know, there are a
Even
lot of
the fact that you guys have fast food restaurants
I know
at the hospital, which is very normal, right? Like you can get Burger totally. King, you can get Taco Bell, you could get Pizza Hut, like it's all there. Like I was so impressed, like when I came.
Yeah, this hospital is amazing too, at Vanderbilt. And our hospital actually turns 20 next week, so we're celebrating a huge milestone. Seacrest Studios will turn 8 in March. So, I mean, we've been here for, it's hard to remember what the hospital was like before Seacrest Studios, because we're such a heartbeat of the hospital now. You know, patients, whether they're here for a long time or maybe they're frequent flyers, they're here a lot. The studio becomes a first stop for them when they know they have to come for an appointment or anything like that. They're like, oh, we got to check in with Seacrest Studios, see what's happening. So the fact that we're able to help eliminate some of the fear that can be associated with having to come to a hospital or receive treatment is amazing, that we're able to help patients in that way. It's pretty great.
Yeah, so you said that you interned with the first Ryan Seacrest Studios in Atlanta. I'm just curious to kind of see like what your professional trajectory was. Like, so I've heard about the intern years, but you know, I feel like it's always nice to kind of see like how people ended up in their positions. Especially for me, like I feel like you have literally one of the coolest jobs ever. So I'm just like, how did this even happen? And I really feel like this is one of those times where it's like such a true marriage of like the two things that I love, which is entertainment and healthcare. So I'm just curious how this like came to be, like your background. I think like, obviously you worked in radio before, but yeah, tell us all the things.
Wow, you know, it's interesting. I've been working in journalism in this field since I was in the fourth grade. My first job was in fourth grade. I know. So I wrote for, there was a, a, kid run section of the newspaper in Fort Worth, Texas, which is where I'm from.
I know this about you.
Yes, my first job I got was working for the Class Acts Board at the Fort Worth Star-Telegram in the fourth grade. So I've had some kind of touch with journalism and broadcasting and storytelling since I was that age, and I love to tell stories. So I went to the University of Georgia and studied broadcast journalism, and that was such an amazing experience for me. And when I was at UGA, I got to, you know, I was kind of on the path of news. So a lot of my background is in news, and you know, I kind of thought that that's the way I would go, you know, being a reporter or an anchor or something like that. And mm-hmm. I did a lot of that. But I met Meredith Seacrest, who runs the foundation. She's also a Georgia grad. And she came and did a little talk about the Seacrest Studios as they were about to be opening, and she was recruiting interns, and it just married, just like you, it married a lot of the things I was interested in. You know, obviously broadcasting, but I get to see such a different side of broadcasting. I get to see the healing side of it now. You know, there's something so powerful when a child sits behind one of these mics. You know, I think a lot of times our inside voice, maybe not the one you hear, but the one that's deep inside, can get lost behind our circumstances, whether that is, you know, our home life or maybe an illness. It can get lost behind that. And when a child rediscovers that in the studio, it's magic. And it's a powerful thing that I can't describe. It's one of those things you have to witness. And so it married all those things that I was interested in. And so I started interning for them and stayed an intern for a large portion of my college years in Atlanta. And then when I graduated from UGA, I was hired at RC Crest Studios in Charlotte at Levine Children's Hospital. And that was a wonderful experience for me. Charlotte's a beautiful city, and that hospital is so wonderful. And was also on air at one of the top 40 radio stations in Charlotte at the same time. So I was working a lot, but getting a lot of incredible experience. And then after about 2.5 years there, I got tapped to come to Nashville, and this city is amazing. And the talent I've met in this city is unbelievable. I mean, I've met some of the most talented people. We've seen them in the studio. We've had them perform in this space. And it's just been such an incredible journey for me. I think, you know, during the pandemic, this studio stayed open the whole time. You know, obviously we weren't doing in-person visits, but still a lot of virtual visits. And that's how we got connected with Win-Win during the pandemic. And so, you know, I was used to relying on an audience and playing off of a live audience. And during the pandemic, I didn't have any of that.
So different, right? Like you just, especially as like, I feel like you're like me, you're a true extrovert. And so you get energy from other people, like being in the same physical space with other people. And so like, it's such a different experience being on a, you know, video call and not being able to get that kind of like nonverbal cues and, right, you know, see people's energy and kind of like match that.
Absolutely. And, you know, playing off of the funny things that kids say, because kids say all kinds of things. And, you know, for a while, I couldn't even see the other people I was talking to, you know, for a good portion of the pandemic. So I really had to rely on just the art of conversation. And, you know, there were a lot of hard things that happened during the pandemic and a lot of sad things, but I'm going to look for the positive. And I think that strengthened that muscle for me. Which I'm so grateful for, because I don't know when, you know, when that would have come for me. But it definitely tested some of my broadcasting skills. And so, yeah, I've been here for 8 years. I just celebrated 8 years in Nashville, and the city's amazing. And it's been good. We're getting back to a place that feels familiar, you know, post pandemic, which is nice. So yeah, things have been really good, and it's been a fun journey. I've had a lot of great experiences and have had the opportunity to meet and interview some really interesting people, and seen some really sweet and soft sides of people that I don't know that everybody gets to see. So I'm truly grateful for all of it.
I'm wondering if you want to mention your Dolly Parton connection, because that is like the coolest thing when I was there, and just how touching that is. Yeah, I
First of
can't
all, who
sense.
doesn't love Dolly Parton, right?
Everyone loves Dolly, right? Like,
She's
just so
everything.
cool.
She is everything. And I mean, she has really been like a fairy godmother to us at this hospital. And I mean, really for the state of Tennessee too. This is her home, and she really does so much to take care of it. And yeah, Dolly has been so generous to our hospital in so many ways. And she's been in the studio a couple of times, and that is such a pinch me moment. You're like, this, she's a living icon. And you know, she's a storyteller too. And I think that that's what's such a neat thing about her, is that, you know, she had such a humble beginning, and she's icon status, but she's stayed the same, you know, and she's still that girl from Tennessee, and recognizes that there's a lot of need in this world and wants to do what she can to help that. And so, yes, there's a beautiful butterfly wall right outside of Seacrest Studios, and that wall is named after Dolly's niece, who was a patient here many years ago. And when her niece turned 30, her niece Hannah and Dolly both they both came back and dedicated this butterfly wall. And so there's a picture of the two of them right next to the butterfly wall. So I get to pass that every day when I come into Seacrest Studios, which I think is always a reminder to me to lead with kindness, because that's what Dolly does. She leads with kindness and leads with goodness in her heart. And we need more of that in this world. So you know, Dolly for president, she's just the best. And
I love
she's
it.
sparkly, which also appeals to me, because I love the
Girl, you
spark.
know I'm sparkly. Come on now. Come on
I
now.
know. So yes, Dolly is fantastic, and somebody that we greatly admire here.
So you guys do some really fun stuff. So if you had to pick like the top three like coolest things that you guys are able to do, because you have like a green screen and you have like all of this like incredible equipment. Like, what would be kind of like the top three, like your favorite activities that you're able to do with the kids now that you're able to do stuff like and actually be able to like be with the kids? Because before, like, it was like through CCTV and like had to be like in their rooms, and you guys have like a kind of like a stage right outside. So like what would be kind of like your favorite stuff? And obviously this is like with the assistance of the child life specialist, with which some people may not even know what that is or what the job or the role is. And that was something that I thought was really cool that I found out about after being involved with Win-Win Charity. And I was like, oh my gosh, I want to grow up to be a child life specialist. Like, this is
I
like
know.
the coolest thing ever. So I'll let you answer.
Yeah, well, child life, they are so important in not just our hospital, but all hospitals. They're kind of like teachers in the hospital, and they do a lot to prepare kids for what is about to happen to them, or maybe what has happened to them. You know, just making sure that they kind of take the fear out of something, you know, and their whole kind of identity is teaching through play, right? Because play is the language that children speak. And so
I
they
think
really
that's the
do.
language that everyone speaks.
Everyone speaks,
That
you're
I
right.
think that we are hardwired for play and pleasure, and we don't do enough of it.
Totally right. You're totally right. And so they do a lot of education through play, whether that's letting kids put their hands on medical equipment to see what it, you know, what it's like, or maybe they bring in a doll that has an IV so they know what's about to happen to them. And so it just is not as scary. So the child life team is vital to a lot of the work that we do. But yeah, I think, oh man, the things that we do that are so fun. Everything we do is really fun. I would say, obviously, bingo is probably one of the most popular things we do.
Okay, so it's all about the bingo.
Love bingo. I think, you know, because we're in Nashville, we get a lot of live music in here, and that just brings a
Everywhere
different
has
energy.
live music, and like
It's
even the
true.
coffee shop. I was like,
I know.
everywhere in Nashville has live
The
music. I'm
airport.
like, the right next to the elevator at my hotel, live music. Like, I was
Yes.
like, what is this?
I know, we come in clutch that way. So I
Yeah.
think the live music part, you know, our staff enjoys that too, and that's a break in their day. And then obviously, Win-win charity, Win-win Live is something that's so fun for us. You know, we get to stream and broadcast these, I mean, world-class entertainers. They come from Las Vegas, which, you know, some of our patients have never been to Las Vegas before. So to get an experience like that and to see some magic or some juggling or illusions or whatever, ventriloquism, all that kind of stuff, I think is something really cool. I'm always in awe of how they do some of the things that they do. I'm like, how did they do that? You know, and
the spoon bending. That's like the, and the magic is so cool.
And we've, you know, it was really interesting. We've been lucky enough to have some Win-Win entertainers come and see us in person. And John Rodolini, who won
entertainer of the year,
he came to see us in March last year, and he just happened to be in Nashville when a school shooting rocked our community. I mean, really rocked our community, and our hospital too. That was a really, really hard week.
Because you guys received a lot of the injured, right?
So yes, and that's not, I'm not telling you anything that wasn't on the news. You know, that was made very public. And you know, we had to kind of shift our programming that week to fit the mood, right? Like it was a somber and hard week. It was so tragic what happened. And, you know, I had to be sensitive to the fact that some of the patients here knew those families or were connected to that school or were just very aware of what happened. And then some patients didn't, you know, they were maybe too young to know that. And John was the first entertainer, first live show we had back in person that week. And he came in and it was so gentle and sweet. And you could just see that magic. I mean, it really was healing just watching that visit and seeing it in person. It was just what we needed. And it was the medicine that we needed, right? That magic. So it came into play at just the perfect time. But yeah, I think Win-Win has been such a cool opportunity for us. You know, that happened to us. We got connected to them during the pandemic, and it's been a staple in our programming ever since. So we're lucky to have a lot of great partners like that. But it's been so fun to be a part of Win-Win and to be connected to people like you and, you know, get to see the incredible work that you're doing as well. So it's been a great opportunity for us.
Yeah. And just kind of like bringing it back to sort of like a public health, you know, through a public health lens and sort of an equitable lens. I feel like when we provide this sort of environment of healing, it really is preventative, right? Like it's to help them to kind of move forward with their, you know, with their illness and or disease, or, you know, if they have a surgery, it's really a way for us to kind of help them to have positive encounters with the healthcare system, so that later on, if they do have to engage with the healthcare system as an adult, that they had that positive experience, so they're more likely to be able to engage and feel trust of their healthcare professional. And then ultimately, that should lead them to live happier and healthier lives, right? And so it's like those experiences, we know like adverse childhood experiences have a huge impact on what type of adult they're going to be. And so I feel like because you guys are offering this incredible service, because really what it's a service, like you guys are serving, right? You're serving, you're caring, it's compassion, it's love. And so because of that, you're disrupting the potential for, you know, generational trauma, childhood trauma, adverse childhood experiences that could be a very different thing if they were somewhere else. Right. So if it was up to me, and obviously I can't, you know, I can't rule the world, but if I could,
I think you might.
I don't know about that. I would put a Ryan Seacrest studio in every child's hospital in the country, right? And obviously, like, I'm, you know, this is like shameless plug. I want us to have one here in Vegas, but I don't know if that's going to happen. But if there's any possible way that I can manifest that, like, I will manifest that.
Yeah. You know, it has, it's been such a special part of our hospital, and it is, it makes up a big part of a patient's experience. And, you know, a lot of happy memories are made in this room, and that is a very rewarding feeling. You know, I don't know that everybody gets that kind of, instant reward or instant gratification. I wish they did. You know, we hear people, they stop by all the time and tell us the amazing stories of doctors and nurses and child life and PT and OT, you know, people who have changed their lives upstairs. And I don't know that they always get to hear that, but we certainly do. And that's a really special thing.
Well, personally, I can tell you it definitely is something that changed my perspective. So I had an emergency appendicitis at 9 and was at Sunrise Hospital. And we, you know, we didn't have a, you know, necessarily like a studio like you have, but they had a playroom and they rolled in like a game console and they had a TV in there. And the staff was just so kind. And, you know, my mom was working at the time, so she couldn't be there with me all the time when I was hospitalized. But that actually, that experience made me want to work in healthcare and made me want to help children. So I know that, like, personally, like, I know, like, what an impact it is when you just have that little extra that helps someone get through some really difficult times.
Yes. And, you know, it does. It inspires a new generation of medical professionals. You know, the amount of kids who come in here and say, I want to be a doctor, or I want to be a nurse or a child life specialist. It's really cool to see that, you know, they've had such a happy experience here under trying circumstances, to want to help other people. And, you know, I think that is something else I've learned here is there's a level of generosity from patients and families that we see here that is above and beyond. And sometimes it's people who are just really out of everything, you know, out of money, out of resources, out of time, out of options. And they're the most giving and generous people. And it's like, if those people who are in the midst of their own personal pandemic, you know, their own personal crisis, if they can be giving, well, certainly I can be giving too, right? That's it's such a lesson to me always.
Yeah, incredible. Okay, I could talk to you forever.
I know.
But I know we have to kind of, you know, be mindful of people's time. But I do have one last question for you before we kind of wrap up. So I always ask this question of my guests. If there was one thing that you could tell your younger self, what would it be and why?
Something to tell my younger self. I think I would tell my younger self to hold on and keep going. I would never have dreamt any of this for myself. And I think also to see people and see things for what they are and to continue to love people. You know, I think that kindness is something we need always. And a lot of kids have that in them. And somewhere along the way, we lose that. Sometimes, you know, life and stress, we can lose that. Mr. Rogers was a great hero of mine, and he had this idea of how do we make goodness attractive? And I think I would tell my younger self to surround yourself with people, continue to surround yourself with people who are good and kind, and that will always win. It will always be the thing that fuels you forward. So I think that that's what I would tell my younger self. A lot of different things. And also to definitely listen to your mom and get the highlights. So your mom was right. You did need highlights and you would love them.
That's amazing. Oh my God, that's awesome. So
What would you
great.
tell your younger self?
Oh goodness. To not be quiet. Cause that's my big thing. I think that I have a big personality, and I think I often, kind of suppressed that when I was younger because I felt like I would be judged poorly. And I think for me, it's, you're not too much, you're just enough.
I love that. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
And you
now,
have,
bro, I live all out. Like, I'm
no,
not,
I think you have an
no one's
amazing,
quieting me now.
I think you have an amazing personality. It's so fun to watch your journey and all the incredible things you get to do. And I'm so proud to call you friend. It's been such a neat thing to get to know you. And, I loved having you in Nashville. I hope you'll come back. And come
Yes,
back
that's
and see us.
hopefully I will be able to like navigate my way back there
Come
sometime
on. Come
soon.
on, Dr.
Okay.
Christina. I'll take you to a honky tonk that's got three levels of different musicians.
Okay, all right.
Make it
We
happen.
gotta make it a date. We gotta make it a date.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Awesome. So
Amazing.
if the audience, if they want to find out more information about Ryan Seacrest Studios, or if they want to get connected with the Ryan Seacrest Studio that's in their area, or find out more information around Win Win Charity, where should they find all of this amazing things? And we'll include the links in the show notes as well. So
Okay,
please.
perfect. Yes. Well, first of all, I would tell you to follow the Ryan, it's Ryan Foundation on Instagram because you can see the moments that happen, some pictures that happen. And I think that that is really powerful to see. So I would tell you to find them on Instagram, and there's a link to their website on Instagram. So I would say, first of all, do that. And then the same
Wait,
with
what was it again? What is
Ryan
it?
at Ryan Foundation.
At Ryan Foundation. Okay, just
Yes.
want to make sure clear for everyone.
I
At
know.
Ryan
So I would
Foundation.
tell you to look them up there because then you can see for yourself the magic moments that happen across the country. You'll get to see them, which is really cool. And I would say the same for Win-Win, to keep up with them on socials because they post a lot of great moments too. And you get to see some of the incredible talent they have come through these children's hospitals. And I mean, it's some dynamic, really dynamic entertainers and people that you would pay to see, and
Who have
they're
shows on the strip?
yes, totally. And I'm always amazed at the work that they do, so that is a really cool thing to see too. So I would say follow them on social media, and then that'll link you to their websites that can get you plugged in and involved, because those are two great organizations that have a similar goal in mind, to help these kids in the hospital. So it's really cool.
If people want to connect with you, because you're
Oh,
amazing as well, my
but
dear.
you're sweet. I'm also on Instagram. So at Mamie Shepherd is where you can find me. But yeah, this has been so fun. I wish I could give you a big hug through the screen. I know.
Yes. Awesome. All right. Well, again, Mamie Shepherd, extraordinary producer, host. Incredible, like just child advocate, and just you're just like so shiny and lovely. Like, that's like the literally the first time I met you, I was like, she's so sparkly. Like, I was like, what? I don't think I've ever met anybody that like was like just beamed like when they
You're
first met. Yeah. So,
oh.
yeah, no, just super incredible. And I'm so glad we were able to do this. I'm so glad that I've been, that I have this platform that I'm able to share, what you're doing, the incredible work that Ryan Seacrest Foundation is doing. Talk a little bit about Win-Win. I have a lot of colleagues that work in, in children hospitals that are clinical pharmacists that specialize in pediatric care. And I think for me, I just really wanted to just bring some attention and light to this, lovely, subsection of, healthcare, and even just talking about child life specialists, because I don't think a lot of people know about child life specialists. and how that could really change sort of the trajectory and the lives of the kids, especially if they're in there for, multiple weeks at a time. And it's just something that I've been so grateful to be involved in. This is my second year with Win-Win, and I just really wanted to bring some light and attention to it. And I'm so glad that you were willing to jump on a call with me, especially since you're normally the interviewer, not the interviewee. Yes. So yes. I'm so glad that you let me take the wheel. And then I'm also so good at it. To say, if you ever want, or need someone to come and talk about anything public health related, that I'm your girl, and I'd be happy to come virtually or in person if I'm able to get over there. But yeah, I would love to return the favor, because I just think that, you have a lot of amazing things going on, and I'm just glad that I'm able to bring some light to them.
Well, keep doing the amazing work you're doing, and thank you so much for having me. But we will certainly have you here. You'll have to play Wheel of Fortune with us, maybe.
Oh, Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah. Or some other fun game. We can certainly make that happen, and I would love that. So thank you so much, Dr. Christina. You're incredible.
Oh, thank you so much. Mutual admiration.
Yes.
Definitely. All right, everyone. Well, this has been another incredible episode of Public Health Matters, part of Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast series. Again, I am your host, Dr. Christina Madison, also known as the Public Health Pharmacist. And remember, public health matters.